Hey, Kevin.
What?
Have you heard of April theory?
I have not.
Is this it's a popular concept. It suggests that April, rather than January, is a better time for new beginnings and for transformation and for fresh starts because it's linked to the spring season and its whole symbolism of growth and renewal. You know, in January, it's still cold. It's still dark. It's still all these things. People are suffering from seasonal affective disorder. They're not getting enough sun. They're still kind of in that mood. They don't feel the compelling urge to change things, to pursue something, to have the energy for it sometimes. And some therapists suggest that this shift in our circadian rhythm, which aligns with sunlight, naturally increases our motivation and our energy levels during this time of year. There's even something called March theory, which is the opposite of April theory. It suggests that March is a time for endings and for letting go. And if you haven't done that, go ahead and let go. Sometimes we wait for someone to tell us this is the time. That's why horoscopes and fortune tellers are popular. We know what we want to hear already. Yeah. We know what we're looking for. We know what hurts us. We know what helps us. We just don't trust ourselves enough and want an outside voice to tell us to let go, to embrace the change, to pursue that thing, to stop that bad habit. To let go of that and build yourself starting now. Well, if you were waiting, this is your sign. So get to it.